We're going to stay in Alaska now for an unusual celebration.
Potato, 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 potato.
This is the International Year of the Potato. Close listeners to this program will remember we talked about that as 2007 turned into 2008. Well, Bill Campbell in Palmer, Alaska, has chosen tonight to honor the potato in a special way. Bill, what are you doing?
I'm hosting what I'm calling the Palmer Potato Pageant at the Railroad Depot in Palmer.
So, well, what's going to be going on tonight at the pageant?
I'm hoping lots of people come and bring potatoes that are funny looking, and we could give them all cheers. Some friends decided they could bring some potluck foods for things to munch on. I have lots of potato paraphernalia, and there's some potato poems and potato songs and potato jokes and paper for kids to color potato pictures on.
Just about everything.
Kind of whatever. Just a big potato party.
Now, you said potato poems.
Yeah, I've been working with potatoes, 20, 30 years. And over the time, I've turned up some poems here and there that just celebrate, talk about the potato, and several are titled Ode to the Potato.
Do you have part of a poem there, Bill, that you might read for us?
Yes, I do. One published in the American Potato Journal starts off, "Once the potato, served some way, was on our tables thrice each day. At breakfast time, we ate it fried and stowed it generously inside. At noon, we ate it boiled and mashed. At night, we often had it hashed. For in those days, we seemed to feel that spuds were needed at each meal."
That's great.
Yeah.
Did you say you're having an ugliest potato contest?
Yeah. In digging my own potatoes, I didn't do the water correctly, and so I have lots of knobs and things. So I have Jimmy Durante, and I've got ducks, and I've got all kinds of funny-looking shapes. And some of the commercial guys here, from time to time, you hit a bad hill, and there's some real ugly things there. And they're just kind of fun to show off. So I thought we'd see who could bring the weirdest-looking potato, the ones with the most arms and legs, and make little potato monsters out of them.
And you figure there are enough potato growers around there in Palmer to give you some competition?
Oh, yeah. There's four or five commercial guys locally, and then almost everyone has a garden, and potatoes make up a significant portion of folks' garden.
And you're a state agronomist. You actually get to work with potatoes. You don't just love them, but it's your life's work.
Yeah, my daughter and son, hey, take it up to a couple of potato meetings and tease me about, geez, Dad, how can you talk about potatoes for a week? It's just an amazing thing. You do all this work and you don't have a clue what's going on until the fall when you dig them up. And then I had kids and kids, it's a buried treasure. And, oh, what's under this one?
I remember digging up potatoes when I was a little girl with my uncle, and it was like magic what you'd find under there.
Yeah, there are all kinds of weird shapes and sizes. And we've been working with a bunch of different stock, what we're calling the colored flesh potatoes. So we have reds and purples and all kinds of different color marblings on the outside, real bright yellow fleshes, and different flavors. So they're just fun.
Any idea how many people are coming tonight?
Well, it started out with maybe 30 or 40, and then the article showed up in the paper, and the phone's been ringing, so I have no idea. Maybe a couple hundred people.
Sounds like a big time.
Well, yeah, it's a small town. You know, having some fun. So my poster I put up was, "Come and show off your ugly potatoes, your big potatoes. We'll sing potato songs, potato haiku, potato poems, and have potato fun." So
thanks so much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you, Melissa. It's real fun.
Potato promoter Bill Campbell, state agronomist in Palmer, Alaska. He's hosting the Palmer Potato Pageant tonight.
I imagine them under their acres out in Idaho and up in Maine, maybe wondering if they'll be bakers or canishes or lackas or plain. Potato, 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 potato.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.